AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories, 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, it's our monthly segment with Greenwich Real Estate Report. Greenwich Association of Realtors, Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney will join me. WGCH, Newsletter Time, 7:51. Third Thursday of each month, we're joined by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. The House is expected to vote on the CBAC contract, and then I guess it goes to you in the Senate. Tell us your thoughts about where you're going to go with this one.
Well, I'm deeply concerned about the deal. Basically, for listeners, it is a $1.9 billion contract that was negotiated between government employee unions and the executive branch of Connecticut. And so after being negotiated between those two parties, it comes to the legislature to be approved. Obviously, that's kind of a backwards way of legislation and spending normally, which starts with the people's representatives in the legislature and then goes to the executive branch for approval. Nonetheless, we do have to make a decision this week. And the deal, which basically calls for $1.9 billion in raises for 46,000 government workers over the next 3 years, which equates to, I think, roughly $47,000 of raises per worker, or about 14% of in raises over the next 3 years. I just think that imposes a unreasonable burden on Connecticut's taxpayers who are taxed too much already. If you just back out the math, that's about $1,300 in a higher tax burden that the average Connecticut resident will pay when they're getting crushed with inflation, when their taxes are already too high, when their real wages are probably decreasing. So this is another bad deal for Connecticut. For Connecticut's taxpayers, for kind of regular residents down here in Greenwich and elsewhere across the state who are paying taxes to support a state government that hasn't served them well over a long period of time. So it won't be a hard no. It won't be a difficult no vote for me.
Is there any, I guess the math works out that they would get 2.5% increases per year. Can the legislature change that at all if you don't like that number?
Well, we can. The way it works is we can say no and request that they go back and negotiate. So 2.5% is the headline that's really been hitting the papers, but it's really 2.5% plus 2% per year. So it's kind of 4.5% per year. And then there are $3,500 bonuses that are going out as well. And there's an argument that this is really over, that it's three raises over 2 years because it's from now till 2 years from now. And then it's, and then one of the raises is retroactive, and then it's renegotiated 2 years from now. So you could even argue that it's 14% over 2 years. It's negotiated in these smaller, in a bunch of smaller raises so that in the newspapers you can go say, oh, it's 2.5%. It's not really. It's so convoluted, and it's 1,700 page agreement that it's difficult to be digested by the public, who's ultimately responsible for paying for such a large bill. But again, if we reject it, which I think we should, then the two parties would have to go back and negotiate. But the rules in Connecticut are very difficult on the public, on the taxpayer. I don't think it gives the laws in Connecticut, the setup of these arrangements as is, give the taxpayer interest a reasonable consideration. So, yes, it would have to go back and be negotiated again if we reject it.
You've got about a couple weeks to go in the session. This is the short session, the budget session. What revisions are being made to the state budget?
Well, obviously, in the short run, because of inflation and state and federal aid to the state government, we have a surplus. Again, this is this is a consequence of things that that aren't clearly related to decisions made on the state level. But the debate currently is how much, if any, tax relief can we give, and then how much of that windfall are we going to spend? I don't think it's reasonable to spend it, because when you spend it, you create a higher baseline of spending that will require more taxes in the future. And we already know that 2 years or 3 years from now, the next budget in Connecticut will be in deficit, even though the current budget is in surplus. So we're having a rather robust debate about how to structure tax and spending decisions in the near term based on a windfall surplus. And the Republicans think that if we have a short-run surplus due to inflation, which is hurting residents, then that windfall surplus in the short run should be returned to regular people broadly in the form of a sales tax cut. So there's also a debate, and not to get too far into the weeds, but I think it's valuable. There's also a debate about whether the ARPA law that was passed by the federal government to give federal aid to the states, requiring that tax cuts can only go so far, is unconstitutional. I think it clearly is. It infringes upon state the rights of the states to make its own decision. So our Republican caucus is going to, and we'll announce this in a couple of hours, we're going to sign an amicus brief to the courts to challenge the constitutionality of that law so we can give more short-term tax relief to Connecticut residents. I think this is fair. I think that they're suffering a lot with inflation, and the state has a short-run ability to give relief. And so we should avail ourselves of all levers of government in order to do that.
All right, Senator, we've run out of time. Other things to talk about, we'll get to them next month. The session will be over at that point. We'll get a recap from you, and appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time, Tony.
All righty. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Joins us third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time will be State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich.